Good morning.
Good morning. You guys, we have a story for you. Should I just kick it off, Jordan?
Yeah, just do it.
Okay. So Joey and I got married on May 11th. And obviously then
Mother's Day.
Did we? Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was Mother's Day. And so obviously, you know, when you're married, then you start to have intercourse. And you guys, we were like tracking my ovulation. We were tracking my cycle. And then I had the idea I should track my ovulation. So I took the test, peed on the stick, and it said I was ovulated. And I was like, oh my God, we had intercourse the night before. And I went into absolute panic. I'm going back into like 22-year-old me in college. Like, this is not acceptable. Like, I'm thinking I'm a teen pregnancy. Like, here I come. Yeah.
Spiral.
Teen pregnant. I text Jordan and she's like, it's like pretty hard to get pregnant. I'm like, no, Jordan, you don't understand. Like, I didn't mean to get pregnant with Barrett and it happened right away. Like I was panicking. And so my wise self, I'm scared to take pregnancy tests because I have such trauma from Barrett seeing the positive pregnancy test. So I was refusing. Jordan, Bridget, Michaela, all of my friends were like, just pee on a stick and be quiet.
Begging you, please.
Yeah, begging. Texting me multiple times a day, pee on the stick. And I couldn't get myself to do it. So what did I do? I wear an Oura ring and I have natural cycles. So I'm putting my data into ChatGPT. And I just said, like, me and my husband had unprotected sex on this day. I ovulated this day. What are the chances I'm pregnant? ChatGPT ran with it. They were like, you are pregnant. Like, we have never seen your temps go up and down like this. Like, you had the perfect ovulation drop for your temp. Like, I'm not kidding. I was 100% convinced I was pregnant. And I was freaking out and texting Jordan, texting all of my best friends, like, what do I do? And it said my period on Oura ring was coming the 6th, but it said on the 10th on natural cycles. And so I just assumed, like, okay, if I don't get my period on the 6th, like, I don't want to say doomed because I want to be,
just
babies
be
are a gift. I was just not ready. Okay, you guys, we brought up a lot of trauma. I didn't get my period on the 6th. I was like,
spiraled.
Yeah, Jordan, tell a little bit from your angle of.
Well, I was getting like 20 screenshots a day of not only natural cycles, but ChatGPT. And I'm thinking, this crazy bitch, like, why does she keep doing this to herself? And I'm like telling her one thing. And then she's like, well, ChatGPT doesn't agree with you. And I'm like, okay, then don't ask me anymore. Don't ask me. And then I'm like looking at my husband like, I don't know why she's doing this to herself. She's crazy. Like, why is she putting this in ChatGPT? So yeah, it was. Also, I was like, my stomach started to hurt. I was like, just test. Like, how are you not? You're like driving yourself crazy by not knowing. And she's like, I'd rather not know. And I'm like, but like, if it's negative, you'll just feel so much better. She's like, no, I would just rather not.
And my whole plan was to never test. Like, if I missed my period, I just would never test and assume I'm pregnant and like go about my life as a pregnant woman. But yeah, that was a scary time. But I will say, and then I got my period on the 10th and I was like, oh, whew, I scared myself for nothing. I was like not getting sleep at night. I was getting like 2 to 3 hours of sleep at night, having like panic attacks, trying to like calm myself down. So I've got a lot of inner work to do before.
Well, and then you stopped wearing your Oura ring because you're like, my temp keeps going up. I don't want to know anymore that my temp's going up.
Because every time my Oura ring temp would stay up, I'd put that into ChatGPT and they'd be like, we have never seen this trend before. Like, you are definitely pregnant. I would like chuck my Oura ring, like, screw this. I will say babies are blessings, guys. And I would have obviously been excited in the end when the baby was here and birth was over, but I was spiraling. So if you are ever concerned or wondering if you're pregnant, don't put it in ChatGPT because they will make you think one way or another. But I will say Jordan is such a good friend because she was like, I will fly in for the entire birth month of the due date of your baby so that I can make sure that I am there. So that is a real best friend, even though
okay,
I
and that was funny too. Also, how much you were spiraling and then you text me, okay, these are cute names.
No, I told Jordan, I like the name Romy. Daughter's name.
I was like, that's fine, just spell it different. We can have matching Romies.
In between like panics, so I'm like, oh, okay, wait, this could be fun. Like, I could, and then I'm like, no, I can't be pregnant.
I was cracking up. That was funny.
That was rough. That was a rough couple. That was a rough week and a half of my life.
Well, and then I was like, we just need to get someone on the podcast that like can teach about fertility awareness method, because you knew a lot, you know a lot, but like some things you were like, you didn't know. And I was like, okay, we need, I'm like, and then I'm explaining it to you perfectly. And then you're like, well, ChatGPT said this. I'm like, okay, I don't know what you want from me. And then she's like, I need to sue ChatGPT for scaring me so bad.
Yeah, I do still want to sue them. I'm just kidding. I can't, but that was the scariest time of my life. Never again will
put it past.
Yeah, okay. Never again will I put anything into ChatGPT about my fertility.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
No, yeah.
It's like, no. Wow, okay. Dramatic, but okay.
Anyway, guys, we're gonna do a little Q&A today. We should have given a warning.
I want to update on my chickens because
okay,
I ended up having 4 roosters.
Oh my god,
my 8 chickens. I know, 4 roosters. So,
what ones were the roosters? What were their names?
Kathy Hilton is now Rick Hilton. Teresa Judice is now Joe Judice. So he's being sent away for tax fraud or whatever he did. Erica Jane is Tom Girardi, and then Ramona Singer is Mario. So
that's amazing. And they're all leaving.
All of them are leaving. There's a couple factors going into it. One, our yard's kind of small and we're about to have a toddler and I don't want roosters to attack my baby. Mm-hmm. And 2, you have to have X amount of hens per rooster or they'll like kill them. And 3, technically we're not allowed to have roosters in city limits. I'm sad because like they were little babies and you get attached to them, but
yeah, you were their mom.
They imprinted on me, so
they're going off to college.
A lot of people are like, you should probably eat them. And I'm like, I don't think I'm strong enough for that. I'm like, I know it's probably responsible to know how to kill a chicken if I'm gonna plan to, like, you know, have chickens. And one day, I'm sure I'll take a class, but not now.
Wow, do you think you would do it or Larry would do it if you had to kill one of your chickens?
Oh God, Larry would do it if I really needed him to. But I would be the one. Like, if we made it a regular thing, I would be the one to do it.
You and the baby out in the back just killing chickens and skinning them.
Pretty much. Okay, yes. Let's get into the Q&A.
All right. Let's do it. Do you want to go first? Okay. I can go. Really struggling to drink water. Any advice? Yeah. And it's get a nice, cute stainless steel water bottle. I find that if I don't have my water bottle, I won't drink nearly as enough water. But like if I have my 30-ounce water bottle, I'm like, okay, I just need to fill this up 3 times a day. And it's so easy. But also adding things like lemon, lime, your favorite electrolytes, that type of thing.
Yeah, I was going to say adding flavor. I don't do the cute water bottle thing, but yeah, adding some sort of flavor. Coconut water, you could spice it up a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. But I do the like, okay, this is 33 ounces. I just have to do it 3 times. That that makes it easier. It's like when you're finishing a workout, you're like, okay, I have 1 minute, 5 more times, and just makes it sound easier. So,
do you drink out of mason jars?
No. Well, right now I'm on these glass bottles.
Oh.
But yeah, I'll do the stainless. I've done those stainless steel like half gallons. I don't like carrying around the big gallons. I don't really carry around the half gallons either. But
yeah, me either.
Oh, okay. This is a good one. What's your one tip for being a crunchy mom to be? Crunchy mom to be.
Don't listen to other people. Don't take other people's criticism personally. Like I would never go ask a random Joe Schmo what their thoughts on vaccines are, because obviously they're going to be like, they save lives. And like, don't get any advice from mainstream unless you want to live a mainstream way. And I personally will never be a mainstream mother. So I don't take advice from anyone who lives that way.
That was really good advice.
Actually.
Yeah. And like now, how do I follow that up with my own advice? One of my favorite podcasts, one of my favorite birth podcasts, Down to Birth, their like tagline is "Hear everyone, listen to yourself." And I really like that.
Mm-hmm. Because deep down, we all know. I know that moms have intuition. Most of the time, they just ignore it. Like, and I'll give an example. And if you do cry it out with your kids, that's fine. Couldn't be me. But I know in your heart, when you're doing cry it out, you're like, I can't, this doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel good. Like my sister like told me like that was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. It doesn't feel good. And I'm just like, yeah, because that's your intuition screaming, go get your baby. And to add on to that, I was reading a study yesterday. We have evolved. Obviously, we're like we don't live in the caves anymore. There's not immediate danger in our bedrooms, but babies don't know that inherently. Mm-hmm. Their first instinct is if I am laid down, I could die.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm laid down without my mom, I could die.
On and your that, back too. Yes, vulnerable.
Yes. And so that's why babies go into panic mode. And we're taught, oh, just ignore them. They're fine. They'll fall asleep. Like, but it's just they have exhausted themselves.
Shutting down.
They're in pure survival mode, thinking that something is going to come attack them. Yeah. So just something to think about.
Yeah, you hear all the time. They're like, moms who do cry it out. They feel pressured to do cry it out. That's like what they're kind of told to do. And then you hear them, they're
from
like,
who? It's your baby. Yeah. What?
But then they like, you hear them talk about it and they're like, I stood outside the door crying myself, like listening to my baby cry. I'm like, oh my God, why would you put both of yourselves through that trauma?
Yeah.
Horrible. So yeah, great advice. Listen to yourself, really. I'm trying to think of when it comes to like actually being doing crunchy things, mm-hmm. maybe just like try not to like sweat the small stuff too much because it can be really overwhelming. Like, oh my gosh, this shirt's 90% cotton, but 10% polyester. Mm. Like that before would have sent me into a spiral, but like, try not to, like you're doing the best you can, you know?
Yeah.
Try not to sweat the small stuff.
For sure. And I think it's more attainable when you don't sweat the small stuff, because I remember in the beginning, I was like, I can't do all this. But then I was like, I don't have to do all of it.
Yeah.
So just do what you can. Don't sweat the rest and just do small changes at a time.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of products are we using on our periods? I just randomly asked Jordan when we were starting the podcast, I said, do you free bleed?
It caught me so off guard too.
Mind you, she hasn't had a period in like 2 years because she's been pregnant and breastfeeding. But yeah, I use Lola and Cora tampons, sometimes mm-hmm. Honeypot, same for like pads. But then after day three, I'm done. I'm free bleeding. And also I'm free bleeding at night because
especially at night.
Yeah, I'm not putting things up there during the night. That's uncomfortable. And I'm not wearing a diaper at night. So like, I'd rather just free bleed. But like, I never get stuff on my sheets. Like it's never a problem. So
it's
because
you're laying down. And then gravity, when you stand up, that's when.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So, and I was just telling Jordan, like, I've never told Joey that. So I need to like warn Joey, like, yeah, I just don't really like wearing tampons and pads, so I just free bleed.
Okay, so when she caught me off guard with the free bleeding question, I paused, but I did stop wearing tampons back when I did have my period. I was probably like 6 months without tampons, which was crazy. Like before I would have been like, oh my God, absolutely never. But I switched to period underwear. I think the company was just called Period with like a period, and organic cotton, and they were expensive, but I would wear them during the day and then at night I would wear nothing. But yeah, I thought it would be gross like wearing a diaper, but you really don't notice. And they're not like bulky and diaper-like, I guess. But yeah, I liked them. Putting things up there just feels counterintuitive.
I agree. It's not comfortable. It's so uncomfortable. I can't believe I used to wear like Playtex Sport scented tampons.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Gosh. Could you imagine how bad, like what we were doing to our reproductive health? It was horrible. Who allows that stuff? Yeah. So if you are going to wear tampons, definitely organic cotton and all that.
And back to the cycles thing, when I was texting Jordan, like I need to, I'm not educated. I'm just thinking of my high school health sex class and like in grade school, all they literally told us, because I went to a Catholic school, was if you have sex, you will get pregnant and you will die. Not that last part. That's Mean Girls. But seriously, I was under the impression in high school and college that you can get pregnant any day of the month, no matter what. And obviously that didn't stop me because I still had a baby in college.
After that, abstinence is the only way to prevent.
Yeah. After that, I realized you can only get pregnant 6-ish days out of the month. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were very convinced that your positive ovulation test meant for sure you were ovulating. And that's not always the case either. You have to, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into confirming ovulation.
Yes. And I actually bought, after that scare, I was like, never will this happen again. But I bought this different ovulation test where it tells you, because I guess there's three different hormones that need to be present for ovulation. And like that, this test like tells you your exact levels of each. So I'll have to look at what it is and I'll tell you guys a different day.
Was it the Mira?
No, but I have heard of that one. I think it started with an I, and you have to like put the strip into a little device and then it will come up on your phone.
Yeah, that's how the Mira is too.
Okay. Yeah, it started with an I, but I'll look and I'll let everybody know.
She spirals, so you don't have to. Oh, do you wear blue light blocking glasses? I do. Well, I have them. I used to be really good about wearing them, but I used the RA Optics, RA Optics. Those ones are expensive, but you can get cheap ones on Amazon. And then, like, I use the yellow ones for the day, and then the red ones are even stronger for nighttime. And I feel like it's super beneficial if you're looking at a screen all day. Absolutely, 100% worth it.
Yeah, I am not good at wearing mine anymore, but I did find a brand that, like, my phone case has a red or blue light blocking thing on it.
Oh.
I forget the brand again. Sorry, you guys. Nice. I'm not prepared today.
I always leave my phone screen on, like, nighttime mode too, like yellow, whatever mode. Always.
Okay. Brands you would recommend for pots and pans aside from cast iron. Here's the thing. I had Caraway and I liked it for the first 6 months, but then they started to scratch. So it started to worry me.
I've heard that a lot.
Yeah. I really like cast iron. We have the brand Maiden. But also, I don't think you need to buy the full set if that's not in your budget. Just get whatever one you use the most and start with that if you're balling on a budget, which most of us are. So they're, it's not like
super clean stainless steel ones. Like, the best of the top of the line that I found are really expensive. They're called 360 cookware, and, like, I mean, it's like 200 something for a little pot. Like, they're super expensive. So yeah, I just try to find a cheaper stainless steel one. I don't know, I've heard green pan. Yeah, heard that's a good one. I've never tried it though.
I've had those in the past. Okay. Is it your turn or my turn?
Your turn.
Okay. I get this question a lot, and it's, what are my Ninja Creamy recipes? And every time I'm on TikTok, I always see people adding stuff like Jell-O, sugar-free Jell-O, and like xanthan gum. And you guys, you don't need that. All I do is milk of choice, which I usually do raw milk, and then a scoop or two of protein powder. I use like Just Ingredients, Equip, Flave City, Ballerina Farm. I use one or two scoops of that, and then maple syrup and salt. That's it. That's all you need.
I don't even do the protein powder. Is that what you said? Protein powder?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I got scared. Romy hit the door and it scared me, so I blacked out.
Yeah, I've done it. I yesterday actually made a raw milk one with just raw milk, egg yolk, maple syrup, salt, vanilla, and it was so yummy. Yeah.
And you can add cocoa powder if you're trying to do chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. It's literally so good.
So, yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need all the fancy stuff. Some people add arrowroot powder to make it, like, fluffy. But if you whisk it really well first, I don't have a creamy, so I actually don't know how it works. I have the Cuisinart one. But I whisk it really well first and get a lot of air bubbles. It comes out super fluffy and scoopable. So, little tip there.
Beautiful.
Any fruits or veggies that are unnecessary in your diet? This is a hot take. I don't think we need veggies, period. As Liver King says, why eat a vegetable when you can eat a testicle? So I actually can't remember the last time I had a vegetable, like,
even
my
fries?
Choice, I guess.
No fries? No sweet potatoes?
Okay, yeah. Sweet potatoes? Yeah, I'll eat sweet potatoes.
Yeah, that's my only veggie I really eat.
Yeah. Are we counting that as a veggie?
It's the only veggie I eat, really.
I cook the shit out of it, too. I would never, like, I cook it, I skin it really, really well, and then I cook the shit out of it. Yeah, no. Like, things like zucchinis and stuff are fruits. So I'll eat those.
The more you know. I didn't know.
And I would never eat raw veggies. I would cook the shit out.
Fruit?
Yeah. Cucumbers are fruit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Squash.
We do cucumber, zucchini, squash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat veggies.
Yeah, no.
I don't eat veggies. I wonder if Joey knows that squash is a fruit.
Joey's very, very smart. He probably knows.
Yeah, you're right. Joey, we were watching The Amazing Race yesterday, and Joey was, like, kind of appalled that I didn't know where anything on the map was. Like, I know all the state. I know the states, other countries. Joey was, like, trying to quiz me, and I was like, babe, I'm, like, not even trying to be funny. I don't know. And then I was thinking, like, I went through all of school. This is the thing. I bet people from my... who went to school with me probably look at me and they're like, okay, this girl thinks she's educated. Like, she didn't pay attention in school. She was always in trouble. I know that chick never opened a book. And yeah, you guys are right, but here's where you're wrong. It's because I have, like, there's street smart people and there's book smart people.
Yeah.
I am very street smart. I have intuition. like, I don't just blindly trust things. Whereas I feel like a lot of book smart people are just like, well, I did good in school and da da da. And I'm just like, yeah, I'd rather be this than this, for being honest.
Also, I feel like, no offense to the book smart people. That's my husband. He's amazing. He's very smart.
Yeah, so is Joey. Sorry, Joey.
It's like, they're super smart in a few things. But us street smart people, we know a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Also, we've been playing Jeopardy every night for the past like 3 months straight.
Wait, I love think that.
It makes Larry realize how smart I am. Like, I know a lot of random things.
How are you playing? On your phone?
On the TV.
Is it an app? Or you're just watching Jeopardy?
Oh, I see what you're asking me. I'm an idiot. We recorded it on YouTube TV.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So we've got like 5 years, because they always are just playing reruns. So we've got like 5 years of Jeopardy to watch.
That's beautiful. I'm going to start making Joey and I do that.
It's so fun.
You know what's fun I was thinking about yesterday? Marrying your best friend. Like, I love Joey
so much.
It's so fun to hang out together and just do stuff together.
It's
and
best.
Like, yeah.
Do you guys fart in front of each other?
No. Do you guys?
You think you can go your whole life holding in your farts like that?
I don't know.
One day he's just going to be like tickling ripping? You and you're just going to fast.
Are you just ripping in front of Larry?
Oh, we just.
Oh, wait. No. Remember the other week, it was me and Larry and Joey. Me, Joey, Larry sitting here trying to do something on the computer. Jordan standing up. She thinks we can't hear her because like sometimes the mics, like my mic, for example, unless you're right up to it, you can't hear anything in the background. Jordan just rips ass. So, and she's like, oh, wait, can you guys?
Even Larry got really quiet. He was like, oh,
I'm so sorry. I'm cussing so much on this episode. I really hope the moms aren't in the vans, aren't listening to this on. People keep getting mad at me. Not people, two people. And I take it to heart because I don't want to offend anyone. But that I cuss sometimes in my stories and I just can't help it, you guys. I have a sailor mouth and I know as a Christian woman, I should be reeling that in. And I'm trying. Just give me time, okay? I can't
be
perfect.
Does the Bible say not to cuss?
That's the vibe I'm getting from.
Okay, well, back to the street smart thing. They say people who cuss are significantly smarter than those who don't. So,
shiver me timber. Tell my mom that. She hates when I cuss.
Oh. Well, yeah, I'm a cusser too. Yeah. Got a potty mouth and I rip ass all the time. I'm just gross.
Okay. Here we go.
Is it your turn or my turn? Oh, it's your turn.
Yeah, but if you have one up and running, you can ask. Okay, how about this, Jordan? Circumcision. I know it's a hot topic. I'm currently pregnant and not sure what to do. I will not circumcise the rest of my boys if I have them. I didn't know better with Barrett. There's so many things I could say about this. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I did it with my son, so who am I to talk? But I just think it's mutilation to someone's innocent body. And I get people are like, well, what about in the locker rooms? And what? And it's just like most... We're the only country that routinely does this. And most kids nowadays, it's so much less like it's not as routine as it was. Mm-hmm. So when your kids are older, there's most likely going to be many kids who are not circumcised. We also shouldn't just be only considering like making such a decision just based off of what you think another child will say to your child, I guess. I don't know. But again, like, who am I to talk? Because I did do it with Barrett. I just didn't know. There's so many things I did with Barrett. And I feel like that's why I can talk so freely about things. Because it's like, I'm not judging what people do. It's just what I've learned and will do differently. Because I did so many things with Barrett in that pregnancy that I wouldn't do this time. But take it away, Jordan. I feel like
It's strictly cosmetic. There's no... I mean, when you get it done, you sign a paper. This is like, this is cosmetic. There's no medical reasoning for this. I don't want anyone to ever feel bad because we didn't, it's just so pushed and it's just like a regular thing. But unless it's for a religious reason, and you're like super, have strong convictions towards it, there's under no circumstance watching the videos of it. I had to go through training for my doula training. I had to watch videos. It was horrible. Let someone make their own decisions about their genitals when they're older. Even when it comes to, I'm in a Jews Against Circumcision Facebook group. Could you imagine? Well, it does happen. There's female circumcision in Africa and stuff. They'll do it around, I think,
what
the
are
age
they cutting?
Of, like, well, there's three different types. And they'll cut either labia, or they'll like sew everything up shut. They'll cut the clitoris off. There's like, yeah, there's three different ones. We do that to women and it's like considered a horrible, horrible act and, you know, abuse. But why are we so comfortable doing this to a baby boy? I don't know. Who can't? I've actually read this interesting article how they say that that's a boy's first sexual experience because they're, you know, handling this penis. But that's also really sad to think about and can traumatize. But yeah, it's a form of trauma. And My Whole Baby, I think, is the website. Something like that. Something keeping the baby whole. It's got all the information on like the medical side versus, you know, it's got all the research and everything. So that was a really good resource if you were considering or needing to convince your husband. Because a lot of men are like, I want my son to match me, which is like a whole nother conversation. So yeah, definitely. That's a tough one. Okay, let's see. How to get past things you've done in the past that was wrong, or like getting past guilt. What do you think?
I think that I'm really good at just forgiving myself and just, I didn't know better. And the thing is, you can either learn from your mistakes and change your ways, or you can be stuck in your self-pride. And I think that is so much worse. Like, I feel like some people are so stuck in their ways of they don't want to be wrong, they don't want to change their answer, that they'll just continue to do things even though they know that it's wrong. That is not good. I think if you can learn and grow, you only know what you know. You can't blame yourself. The only thing I really have guilt on, and I cried my butt off to my therapist about this last Thursday, was I had a really hard time forgiving myself about making such a reckless decision in college and getting pregnant. And like, I never thought of the repercussions that Barrett would have to go to of living in two separate households. And that's something I really had to forgive myself with. And I don't know, this might be going off the tracks, but that's honestly the only real thing that I like had to grieve heavy and truly forgive myself, because for a while I was just like, I can't, like, God gave you this baby and trusted you, and you just grew this kid up in a broken home. So that really ate at me for quite a while. But now it's just, I see all the good that God did, and God gave Barrett two loving homes. And yeah, but that's really the only thing I've ever sat up at night and been like, I can't forgive myself. I can't believe I was so reckless. And I think I take my mom role with such pride, and I put Barrett first in literally everything that I do ever since I became pregnant. But that was the one thing where I was like, what a reckless, disgusting decision or thing you did to not have even once thought of what are the repercussions if I bring a baby into the world, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the really only thing that keeps me up at night. But
well, and ChatGPT, but
yeah, and ChatGPT telling me I'm pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. So therapy is a good thing to do. Meditation. I try to really look at the things around me and acknowledge the things I'm grateful for. And I'm like, okay, if these things hadn't happened in the past, I wouldn't be, you know, where I am today. And that helps me a lot too. But we're human. I think we're going to have times where we look back and feel bad or regret something, but we just have to acknowledge it, honor those thoughts, and move forward.
Yeah. And a scripture that really helps me, and I don't know it verbatim, but it talks about how God tells us to stop dwelling on the past because he's making a way for new. And that's just, that has been my constant theme this past year as I had to like make really hard decisions, was just God literally says in the Bible, we have to stop thinking about the past because he's bringing new stuff to our life. So that's really helped me if you're into God. Okay. Do you guys feel good that your husbands want to provide instead of you guys being boss babes? Absolutely. Best I've ever felt.
That was a breath of relief because, yeah, I love it. Not even.
This is the life for us. We are meant to be stay-at-home moms.
I've never
had a working bone in my body.
I've never, like, you know, when you're young, they're like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? And like, oh, it'd be cool to be a veterinarian. Like, yeah. Or like, I don't know. Like, I've had things where I'm like, oh, that would be really cool to do. But I've never been like,
it's a hobby.
Yeah. It's a hobby. I don't need to get paid. I don't need to get paid or wake up and have someone tell me what to do. But yeah, no, it's just never been me. And I've just always felt like, this pressure it's been put on me to be a boss babe, and I have to provide for myself because no man ain't no man gonna take care of me or like stay with me. Like they're gonna leave me high and dry. And so yeah, I've just like I'm like God, I just this is awful. But now that I'm in it, I'm.
Weren't you a stay-at-home girlfriend too once?
I was not a stay-at-home girlfriend, but I was a stay-at-home wife.
Oh, okay. I mean, that would have been so cool if you were.
No, I was never.
Okay. No. Yeah, stay-at-home life is life for us. I don't regret it at all. In fact, I wish I would have done it sooner.
Yeah, my only regret is not doing it sooner, yeah.
I still work on Instagram, but it's just like the pressure is off. I no longer, if you guys haven't noticed, I rarely post on Reels. It's just more when I feel like it. So the pressure is really off and I can just feel good about relying on
And here's the thing, Joey. If I want to work, my husband will 100% support that. He allows me the opportunity to do whatever I want. It just so happens to be that I don't want to do anything. I want to stay home and be a mom. So, all right, let's do.
Do you think Larry would be for daycare? Like if you were like, yeah, I think I need to go get a job.
We've had these conversations. He's not a fan of daycare. We would definitely do more like private, probably in-home, like Montessori, a couple kid type style thing. But he 100% has said like, if you want to do daycare, that's what we will do. We'll figure it out. I just don't want to. Yeah. But I know some dads would prefer no daycare and their wives just stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Not the worst thing to ever happen to someone. Okay, let's see. Let's do a fun one. Okay. What's the biggest thing people misunderstand about you?
Are you going first?
No.
Okay. I think I have such dry humor. And I'm so sarcastic that a lot of times people think I'm like being rude or being serious. And it's never that serious. Mm. And and I feel like it would happen in like high school and college too, especially with like coaches and stuff. So it kind of made me self-conscious. Like I need to over explain so people don't think I don't know. Mm. Now I don't really care. Like I just get on social media and post whatever I post and then interpret it how you want. But that's probably. My number one thing is I'm just so have such dry humor that it really just goes over people's heads. And maybe I'm just not funny.
Maybe you just need to accept that. Maybe you're misunderstanding about that about yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think people think I'm not fun. Like, I think they think that I am like consumed by this lifestyle and that I can't like go enjoy myself anywhere. And that's just such not
a
true.
Good one. Yeah. That is a really good one.
Yeah. That's just like not true at all. I'm like, they also think like I'm judging them when we go out. Like people always, even my closest friends will do this. We'll go to a grocery store or something. And they're like, oh, they like have to explain themselves when they put something in the cart. I'm like, I don't give two flying toots what Literally. You're eating. I do not care.
Yeah. Dude, that's such a good one. And it almost makes me feel like, everyone just assumes like, oh, she doesn't drink anymore. She's probably judging me that I'm drinking, or she doesn't eat Doritos anymore. She's judging me. And I'm just like, I'm just vibing.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about anything that you're doing right now. Yeah. I'm thinking about probably something totally different. But that's a good one.
I'm like, so glad that you can enjoy yourself. Like, I'm glad that you're having fun. Like, please don't let me stop you. Yeah.
True. And same with other moms. Like sometimes I'll be around other moms and they'll be like, oh, I usually never let my kid have this. I'm like, I wasn't thinking it. I wasn't doing anything. I'm just here for the good vibes and to hang out. Yeah. The only time I'm judging a mom is if she's mean to her kids. Mm. And I'm not saying like, you know, sometimes we all snap and are like, even me, like I will snap on Barrett way too soon. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about people who are like genuinely rude to their kids and act like they're less than. I'm judging you.
Yeah. And that's posting your kid crying online or something.
Yeah. That's the last time I'll be hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Other than that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of makes me feel
bad that people like feel the need to explain themselves around me. I'm like, let's just have fun. We're just having a good time. You know?
For sure. Yeah. And I think obviously our videos come off very strong in. So I think that is also why people are like, they probably would judge me or I don't want to do X, Y, Z around them. But it's like, in the real world, I don't care what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm never looking at other people's carts in the grocery store and being like, what the heck are you buying? I do, though, look at when I catch like people buying like fruits, veggies, like the Better Choice snacks. I do want to ask and be like, are you crunching? That's the only time I'm really thinking about anything. Like there's, OK, this is a good one. what are some things or products that have natural flavors in them that you would use? So natural flavors is such a buzzword now. For example, Equip Protein, one of the absolute highest quality proteins you can get on the market. They like evaporate the fruit and then use the essences. There's like a whole thing on their website and it's so direct. So they're, instead of saying like fruit essences from raspberries, strawberries, blah, 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 they just put natural flavors. But if you go to their website, it tells you exactly what it is. Stuff like that, I still use. And so many like influencers just cross off natural flavors right away when sometimes they genuinely are. Same thing with Nello, for example. I talked with one of the, I forget who I talked with from Nello, but they like were explaining to me exactly what was in there, and it's coming from like real raspberries, essences of blah, blah, blah. It's just, there are genuinely some brands out there that are good and use natural flavors. Just if you're buying something at like the store and it's cheap ultra processed food and it says natural flavors, yeah, that's probably something different. But
yeah, totally. I mean, there's things that are way better options. They don't have seed oils or dyes or anything. And I want a sweet treat or something, I will, I'll get the natural flavors. Yeah, it's, And like you said, a lot of times the more expensive brands, they are, you can always just ask if there's something like you love and you're like, I need to eat this every day, just email them and ask like, what are you using in your natural flavors?
Yeah, exactly. Or even DM them on Instagram. Like a lot of companies will have automation set up where they can just automatically send you if you have triggered like one of their words, their automatic words. So just ask.
So smart.
Don't rule something out just because, you know.
So smart.
All right. Great episode. Talk to you guys later.
Okay, bye. That's it for today's episode of Moms Unbothered. If this conversation made you think differently, question the norm, or even just feel a little more empowered in your health journey, do us a favor. Share this with another mom who needs to hear it.
If you're loving the show, the best way to support us is by leaving a quick review, subscribing, and connecting with us on social media. It helps us reach more moms who are ready to take back control of what goes on, in, and around their families. We'll be back next week with another conversation, but until then, trust your instincts, question to everything, and stay unbothered.